For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is that the belt? Did you hand out that Gronk belt to the winner?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
That's what these college kids love. So is Coach Belichick going to love all this gimmick stuff? Handing out belts, handing out a chain to a guy that gets an interception.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman. Coming up, actor Omar J. Dorsey, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. The aforementioned Omar J. Dorsey is in our green room. He's a diehard Atlanta Falcons fan who, for some reason, just when we just had a very nice chit-chat, wants to talk Georgia football instead.
Nice. I think that's smart.
You think so? Yeah. So we call it good play?
Good play. Smart audible.
So is being in the show Bookie, which season 2 premieres tomorrow on Max, which you can see right here through the Roku portal. Sebastian Maniscalco is on this program as well with him. Basically, Rob Corddry's on the show as well, yep. And he will be here on Friday, I believe.
Oh, fantastic.
One of the next couple days, Rob Corddry will be here. That's him. He came and he did a segment called Ballin' here once upon a time. Do we still have that?
Yeah, probably.
We can unearth Ballin'.
Yeah, I mean, that was from, I think, 2015.
It might have been like year one or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ballin'!
Definitely year one.
He did a segment called Ballin'.
Basically,
Ballin' or not Ballin'.
Where
the Rob Corddry show, basically.
Well, what it was a send-up of sportscasting similar to the Sweet Sassy Molasses skit, right, with Ray Romano on SNL.
Yeah, that was
in which, by the
phrase,
way,
yeah,
Tim Meadows played Stuart Scott. Yeah. And when I heard that Stuart was sent up on SNL, and I'm like, uh-oh, who was the other guy? And then I watched Ray Romano do his thing. I'm like, I'm not the Sweet Sassy Molassy guy, am I? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Skit?
Yeah. Maybe.
Sweet Sassy Molassy was the one of the many catchphrases that made no sense.
Made no sense.
And Tim Meadows would just go booyah and booyah and booyah, and Stuart was not happy about it.
BYOB, bring your own booyah.
You remember that? Stuart was not happy about it. I'm like, dude,
you got something like,
come on.
Yeah. What didn't he like about it?
Just because it was clearly sending him up, man.
He didn't take that as...
It's just, like, imitation's the greatest form of flattery.
Especially on SNL, right?
Dude, they weren't like, sending up anybody else. They weren't making fun. They chose him. I'm sitting down for that documentary on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I'd been wondering what the deal was with that.
What deal was?
Well, if they were going to have you involved.
I mean, I have some insight.
I would say so.
To share.
All right.
But yeah. Friday, they're coming here in LA. Yeah. So.
Do they need us?
For what?
I mean, because, you know, we watch Stu. Like, you could almost say that I'm a child of.
Let me ask you a question. Is this what we're doing not enough for you? You need more?
Yeah, I would love more.
The no contest wrestling that you're recording later on, that's not enough?
Look, man, give it all to me. I got a big plate. You know what I'm saying? I'll take more on it.
Okay.
The other one from
good
that skit was pull out the checkbook and pay grandma for the rubdown.
That's right.
That's what Ray Romano said.
Well, they made. What year was that? What year was that? Is that 01, 2000, 99?
Yeah,
was that?
I don't know.
2002?
I don't know. It got posted on YouTube in 2013.
Oh, that definitely wasn't then.
His name was Chet Harper.
Chet Harper.
It's almost 6 minutes.
Dude, they crushed it. Why am I bringing this up anyway? Oh, Rob Ballin.
I'm not sure.
He was making fun of of sportscasters opinionating from a desk like this one. That's what that was. Yeah. Okay. Didn't expect to go on that tangent, but Omar Dorsey's going to come out. Again, he plays the role of Ray White.
He gets happy-go Jackie on the big white guy like a donkey eating a waffle. What does
that mean? Can you imagine if anybody ever said that on SportsCenter?
Donkey!
Donkey! this is great.
Yeah.
Sorry. People are just posting the quotes in the comments.
Oh, right now?
I mean, this is on the video from years ago.
It was 99. There it was, 99.
Okay.
Yeah, man. March 13th, 1999. That was Saturday. So it was probably maybe the next day or the day after that.
Someone said.
Everyone's like, because back in the day, you'd be texting somebody, like, or now you'd be texting somebody. Like,
right. Yeah.
Like I'm watching a movie with Taylor a couple months ago. And on a Saturday night, my phone starts blowing up because Seinfeld name checked me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You got to get to White Castle before the weirdos show up.
Chet Harper.
Someone said that Stu dropped a sweet sassy molassie.
He may have after, but not initially.
After.
Not
after.
Initially. Yeah. Initially, his initial reaction was, really? Huh? And then I think he began to realize, oh, okay, I'm so ridiculously popular that out of all the SportsCenter anchors, they choose me.
Yeah, lean into it.
Right. Speaking of leaning into it, I leaned into it earlier in hour one. Number of people that have texted me the article about the Ohio state assemblyman who is trying to make it a felony to plant a flag in the middle of Ohio Stadium, but only that stadium. Do it anywhere else in the state of Ohio, just not against Ohio State. The number of people, I've lost track, but none more proud for me to sit here when talk about best dad ever, how I'm raising my child, Cooper, who's off for the day, texted me the article saying Bill would make flag planting at Ohio State a felony. And then he wrote, so soft. Even a 13-year-old
gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. Way to go, Coop. Coopy the do. So soft, says Cooper Eisen.
I think we're all in agreement.
That's
on that.
My man right there.
That is indeed. You know? Could you imagine? Could you imagine what it takes for somebody to actually use their time as a lawmaker to do this? And just what do you think? So it'll pass, and then what? It wasn't embarrassing enough that there was pepper spray being used that you're just going to handcuff somebody? Is that what's happening? You really, that's the way you're going to see it work.
Right. Lock them under the jail.
And there's no self-awareness. That's what I'm talking about with these Buckeye fans. There's zero self-awareness that they had something to do with stirring it up. The band did. Michigan's just biding its own time, having the worst season it's had since, you know, pre-Harbaugh. Just biding its time. Oh, did you see that they put a poop emoji over the Michigan flag? So you're thinking about Michigan at this point in time. No question. Whoever came up with that idea in the band is thinking, we'll do it, because what are they going to do? Beat us when they come here in a couple weeks? No chance. Zero self-awareness that you could do everything in your power in four quarters of play to prevent that sort of action. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Speaking of the football in the state of Michigan, Lions have the Bills in front of them this week. And then after that, after the Buffalo Bills come to visit, they go visit Chicago. Now the Bears have a Monday nighter at Minnesota. Oh boy. Is it possible the Bears could come into that game still not having won since week six? And the Lions could just keep on keeping it miserable.
Yes.
Right? And then they're at San Francisco on a Sunday night.
Monday night, pardon me. And then they're home for Minnesota to wrap it. And if Minnesota can keep winning, Chicago at home, at Seattle, home for Green Bay. Those are tall orders. I mean, this thing can go any way, right? Could you imagine that the Lions season that they haven't lost since week two could possibly come down to not even winning the division or being the one seed? Because the Eagles are right there, and who's also right there are the Vikings.
Yep. Again, we don't talk about the Vikings, 11-2.
I mean, the Lions and Vikings could absolutely switch spots. Right?
Man.
Because the Vikings definitely, you know, they have some tough games. Again, this Vikings team, after taking on Chicago at home on the Monday night, has got to go visit Seattle, which has Green Bay coming in. I mean, the next 3 weeks for Seattle are, they're like an NFC North team. It's Green Bay, Minnesota at Chicago for Seattle, while the Rams try to track them down. And then the NFC is, you know, a lot of people think it's kind of set, but it's not. The Eagles have the Steelers this week. And then at Washington, home for Dallas, home for the Giants. While the Lions, so while the Eagles take on Pittsburgh at home, in the three seed in the AFC, the Lions welcome in the two seed in the AFC. And then Philadelphia goes to a division opponent, the best division opponent that's out there for them, with all due respect, TJ, I think you'll agree, at Washington, mm-hmm. to try and sweep them up. And then they got the rest of the division, Dallas and the Giants, while the Lions face, as I mentioned, Buffalo, Chicago at home, I mean in Chicago, and then at San Francisco, home for Minnesota. This thing is not settled. So when everybody goes to Dan Campbell and talks about the one seed, this is what I love about this guy, man. He's not sitting there going, well, we just gonna take a 1 week at a time. We're just gonna this thing's up in the air. We've got to make sure that we take care of the division first. No, he's talking about the challenge of being the one seed and the pressures that come with it.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great for us. I think, I think it does. It keeps you sharp. I think, I've mentioned this before. I think we do well with pressure, and it's the right kind of friction and stress that we need, and it's motivating. And so, yeah, I love it. I think it's great. And look, nobody's going to lose. Nobody's losing. So we're going, man.
I just did the like morning GIF by saying, I don't think, but I think. I just went like, you know, like that. Just verbally. I just verbally did the morning GIF. That a Detroit Lions head coach is talking like this and can talk like this and can back up talking like this is so weird to me. I think not
with
enough
all due
people,
respect to Mooch.
I think not enough people are understanding what's happening in Detroit right now. That this is going into week 15 of an NFL season, the clear best team in the NFL. Eagles right behind them, sure. Bills right behind them, sure. Two-time defending champs right behind them, sure. Steelers right behind them, sure. You know, any given Sunday, blah, blah, blah. But he can talk like that, and people aren't going like, oh, man. What's he saying? He's full of it. Read the room. No. You read the room. The Lions can talk this way. He just backs it up, man.
I just fear, like I said earlier, that it's going to come down to a situation like last year. Kick the field goal, you go to the Super Bowl. He's not going to do it. That's my only worry for this squad. Like, they're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Well,
they do it.
But then again, you hear Andrew Whitworth, who's on What the Football with Susie and Amy. Everybody should check that out. Richard Sherman also telling the story that they were going to go for the field goal at the end of the game on Thursday night, when we first thought they were going to go for the field goal and leave the time left on the clock for Green Bay and not run the risk of not making it on fourth down and not going for the ability to wind the clock all the way down to 1 second and kick it then. He was going to go for it, and then Jared Goff went up to him and heard the decision and basically goes, oh, man, I wanted to go for it.
Oh.
And Dan Campbell heard that, and then you could see him get on the microphone and say something to somebody, and he goes, all right, let's go for it. So it was Goff who basically inspired that decision, that he initially was going to turn it down from Spinal Tap 11 to something else.
Okay.
And leave it up to the defense to make sure that there was no game-tying field goal opportunity for Green Bay at the end with enough time left on the clock, because they were going to do it right then.
The QB said no.
And the QB said, and he didn't say no. He basically expressed disappointment in not being given the opportunity to execute the risky play. And then upon hearing that, the coach is like, all right, let's try it your way.
All right, that makes the fact that he fell down even more insane.
No. Doubt
you know?
About it.
Right? Just get stepped on.
Right? And so,
south so,
so again, we in the media talk about this stuff, but until NFL Films cameras or microphones reveal it, or folks who are getting set to do Thursday Night Football post-game show material are overhearing it from the sideline, you don't know. But I do hear you. I mean, we were talking about it. That was an overreaction Monday subject matter, is that he will, in fact, be the impediment and his risky play. But when the rest of the team hears it and buys it or advocates for it, it works. And I just love how many coaches be like, you know what, we're just taking it one at a time. One seed would be great. We just wanted to win the division. That's all our, you know, that's what our goal is before the preseason, and anything after that would be gravy. He's like, no, I love the pressure. Let's bring it. And this is the Detroit Lions head coach. It just doesn't compute for anybody who's, you know, over the age of five.
Oh, I just looked this up. So since
you know what I mean?
In the Super Bowl era, the Lions have 8 double-digit win seasons. Okay. The Chiefs have 9 in a row.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is not a team that's accustomed to having any type of real success.
And guess who may face each other on the final day of the season? That's what I think's going to happen. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring out our friend Omar J. Dorsey from Bookie. That is next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love.
Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. A frequent guest, and we always appreciate coming back here, now in support of season 2 of Bookie that premieres tomorrow night on Max, which is available right here on the Roku portal. It is Omar J. Dorsey back here
on
the Rich Eisen Show. I love that. Please bet responsibly is the tagline of season 2.
Exactly. Yeah, man. It's funny because I used to be an avid gambler.
Used to be?
Yeah.
Past tense?
I mean, you know, I might dabble a little bit. But I think, like, when I live in New Orleans, I live across the street from the casino. I have my own parking space. I pull my car up. They just, Omar, you're back. Okay, just lay right here. You're good. I just walk in, get in my roulette table, get in my poker room. And then COVID hit, and then they closed the casinos for 3 months,
right,
and that just knocked all the gambling out of me.
But let me just ask you this question, Omar. When you're pulling into your own personalized parking spot at a casino, did that ever dawn on you that you have a personalized parking spot at a casino?
No.
And that should be something that you address in your lifestyle? That never dawned on you?
The tagline is bet responsibly, and I don't think I was doing that.
Got it.
Yeah, I had to learn.
This reminds me of a story when I was in college at the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
And I would order from the same pizza place every single day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was ordering it every single day.
Right.
But when I started to know the delivery people by name from Bell's Pizza, and they one day showed up with my pizza with a bag of chips, potato chips.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and I verbalized it, I'm like, why? I didn't order any potato chips. They said, you just order so much from us, we just feel the need to give you something extra.
And the bag of chips is what it was.
And I thought to myself, okay, I order so much pizza that they're now giving me potato chips as well for free. That should be a moment to pause and think of my own behavior.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So basically you're telling me that if I have my own parking space at the casino, I should look at my own behavior.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I get it.
And it shouldn't take a pandemic to snap this streak.
But it did. And I was like, what am I doing? So listen, man, I have I play a bookie on the show.
Yes, sir.
I have my own bookie in real life, you know, whatever.
Sure.
So I tried to bet on the Mike Tyson fight, right?
The most recent one.
Yeah, with Jake Paul. And my bookie didn't answer my phone call.
Oh.
For like an hour or two, I was trying to put a bet in. He didn't answer. Mm-hmm. So after the fight, he said, do you know why I didn't answer your phone call? Because I love you.
I mean, Omar, you obviously were going to bet Tyson knockout, right?
Yeah, because I'm old.
Right, exactly.
I'm old, and my inner childhood thinks Mike Tyson can beat anybody.
I put 50 on that.
Like, I put way more than 50 on it, trust me.
I had to.
Yeah, man. But like, so my bookie said, Omar, I'm not taking that bet from you. We can bet NFL all day, but we're not betting on that fight, man.
Did you tell this story to Chuck Lorre and Nick Picard
so they can put this in the show? I did tell them that. I told them that the next day. The very next day I told them that. I was like, man. He was like, yeah. And Nick was like, yeah, that was a sucker bet.
Yeah.
But like my inner childhood, I remember Mike Tyson knocking out Michael Spinks
in
90 seconds. I remember him beating everybody, right? Remember him beating Larry Holmes, beating him up for Muhammad Ali.
I remember
all of this stuff. Yeah. So this is the 80s and this is 2024. But I'm just saying, like, my inner childhood wanted Mike Tyson to win. And I knew he was going to win. And he's 60-something years old.
Well, exactly, you know, which is why your bookie was looking out for you there, you know?
Yeah, man.
I'm watching it with my kids on a Friday night, sitting there on Netflix, watching it on Roku. And, yep. and
how was your stream? Was it buffering?
It was great.
Okay, good.
It was great. So I'm watching it, and we're watching Jake come in with his brother, Logan, in a car. You know, and Logan is spraying Jake's new body spray.
Oh, wow.
And it's just this setup right here. It's just filled with product placement for the Paul family.
Right, right.
And it's going half a mile an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, my oldest son is
like
saying,
the Pope.
My oldest son is just like, Dad, why don't they just get out of the car? It'll be faster.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have an answer for you, man, but just you wait.
Yeah.
Do you know who's not going to walk into this arena in a car going half a mile an hour spraying anything?
Iron Mike.
That is correct. And he then strolled in.
Yep.
And he had that look on that we remember.
That we remember,
when we were kids. And they both, my kids were 16 to 13-year-old boys. They were like, oh, man. And I'm like,
somebody's going to die.
I'm like, I said to them, you have no idea
what's about to happen.
Well, no,
what used to happen.
I don't know. I'm assuming what's going to happen is not what
it was.
Happened.
Yes, right.
But for a split moment, my teenage boys got to see what we saw
exactly, yeah,
as
man.
Kids,
man, listen.
Or I'll call ourselves kids then.
Well, you know we were kids then. I mean, like we were, you know,
that's what we were hoping to see, just that puncher's chance, in the first round, and take this guy with his body spray and knock him back to the millennium.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, then he's 60 something. Look, he's 60, but he looked good for a look at him. He looks great. I wish I looked like that.
Oh,
look at him, man.
I know. Tell me about it. Oh, so your bookie didn't take your phone call prior to this fight.
He didn't take it because he said he loved me.
Right.
He said, man, no, I love you. I can't do this to you. I could have took your money, but nah, we have other things to bet on.
Please tell me he did not take your phone call prior to the last four Atlanta Falcon games.
Oh, no.
Man, stop. Stop. I stopped betting on the Falcons, Rich. I stopped, man. I tell you, like, I thought when Kirk Cousins threw for 500 yards in that, was it the Monday night game?
No, it was a Thursday night game against the Bucks.
Against the Bucks. I was like, man, we're going to the Super Bowl again. And then the wheels fell off. It's four games in a row. We were in first place. We were good.
Six and three. With a tiebreak already over the best next team in the division.
We had a two-game lead because we won both games against them. And then it's like missed field goals from Cool, bad defense, horrible special teams, and the quarterback has thrown seven interceptions and no touchdowns in the last four games.
Not to correct you.
Where'd they do that at?
But it's eight.
It's eight. Oh, my God. See, man, I don't.
I'm sorry. I should just let stuff like that go.
I know, but I can't. I can't, man. And it breaks my heart. But we do have a really good rookie quarterback. I don't even want to think about it. We paid the man $100 million.
But do you think, let me ask you about, this is the question of the moment in Atlanta and for Falcons fans right now. Do you think they should go to the kid and say, all right, it's your show right now. Let's see what you can do right now down the stretch.
Nah, because it's like, the season is still on the line, right?
Yes.
So we can't just give our $100 million quarterback and throw him under the bus. We can. You know who would do that? Bill Belichick would do that. Nick Saban would do that. But I don't know, man. We got to just keep him in. We
got
to keep him in.
Plus, you've got two winnable games. You're in Vegas against Desmond Ridder. And so
I can't. And if Desmond Ridder beats us.
That's what I'm saying.
Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
That was the worst quarterback in Falcon history.
So if you want some get-right games, you're at Desmond Ridder and then welcoming in Tommy DeVito of the Giants, who's just been renamed the starter of the Giants about an hour before you sat in this chair.
Yeah.
And then you got another Cousins return game, you know, at You Like That.
Yeah.
Cousins.
You Like That.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So that's why,
you know. But see, Washington scares me, right? I mean, you know, I know.
You should.
Jaden Daniels is, you know, he's a rookie, but, you know, he scares me.
I don't think he's a rookie anymore. I think he's got enough under his belt, and he's shown enough at this point in time.
He's about 26 years old now, isn't he?
Yeah, halfway between his current age and Cousins.
Exactly.
Right now.
I know, right? I mean, him and Penix both, man, because Penix has grown too, isn't he?
Yeah, Penix is 24 going on 25, yeah, which man. Is the point about when you're drafting him to sit him, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah, he's been playing in
college. He'll be Flacco by the time
he starts. Exactly, yeah, man. No. You know. So, no, I think we'll be okay, man. I mean, I don't know. What does the Bucks schedule look like? They got an easy schedule, too.
Interesting that you say that, because we have the ability to put it up, and I believe our staff, crack staff, is there it is.
There it is.
Well done, everybody.
See, the Chargers, that's a tough game.
Yeah, out here, and then at Dallas, home for Carolina, which, by the way, is just balling out right now.
Yeah, man, the young boy's doing good, the kid.
And then home for New Orleans. Yeah. That asked me one last question about the football, and then we'll get to, you know, your career. You mentioned how you were living in New Orleans. Yeah. Being a Falcon fan in New Orleans?
Man, I was the best. But you know what? Like, my favorite little restaurant, they kept a flag that said 28-3. Man, I'm going to tell you, right? I used to just look at it every day. Like, and they did it for me. They were just being petty.
But the food was that good that you kept going back?
Yeah, it was really. It's New Orleans, man. Look, man, when I was in New Orleans, I weighed 300 pounds, dude. Because I ate that much and I was drinking that much in New Orleans. It's New Orleans, right? The
and
cuisine is amazing.
Your own parking spot at a casino.
My God, your lifestyle, Omar.
I know exactly. I was the worst in New Orleans.
I was about to say, congrats on being successful.
Listen, man, I was so glad when that show got canceled, because I was like, man, I can't. I'm like, this show is going to kill me. This city is going to kill me. But no, I had a great time in that city. But they had the little flag up that said 28. They had 28-3. They're so petty down there, man.
Well, listen, everybody talks about Bears, Packers, back when the Jets were actually, you know,
something
meaningful.
Yeah.
You know, Jets, Patriots, and, you know, you can name all these rivalries, but the rivalry that few people talk about is Falcons and
Falcons Saints. Because you know what?
It's real. That's
real. Very real. And we always, the Atlanta fans go down there. We second line down. The stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it this year, and then missed the field goal. So there you go. And that's another game we lost in New Orleans. We should have won that game. I think Koo missed too. I don't know what's wrong with Koo. Koo was the most accurate kicker in NFL history until this year. Now he's kicking like 70%.
We could say the same thing about Justin Tucker in Baltimore, right?
I know, man.
I don't know what's
happening. He was the best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I don't
think
know.
The only answer is kickers, man.
It's kickers, man. Like, they got way too much power.
That would be another episode of Bookie, right? Kickers.
Kickers, that is good.
Kickers, man.
Yeah, kickers, man. That's good. That's a good title for an episode.
Kickers, man.
Kickers, man.
I'll let. Well, I mean, if anybody knows about kickers, it is Nick Bakay.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, he's a Buffalo guy.
You know,
he's a Buffalo guy.
I'm
he knows why I left. I know, Nick. I'm sorry, man. I see Nick tonight, though. Nick is my brother. Me and Nick just go out. Like, he'll just text me, like, Omar, let's go get lunch. And, like, on some random Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, let's go get lunch, Omar. Like, let's go, man.
I love Nick.
I love
tell
Nick.
Tell him I said hi.
I definitely will.
For sure. Brockman, you like this man's gear on
well,
Bookie.
Yeah,
right?
I knew that he was coming in today, so I decided to just start rewatching Bookie last night. I saw the first two episodes, and I just, like, I was hoping you'd come out in a cool, crazy jacket,
because
your outfits on the show, the jumpsuits and the sweatsuits are outrageous.
Yeah. So listen, when I first met the wardrobe designer, right? She was like, well, what do you want to wear? A suit? What do you want to wear? Like, you know, I said, you know what? I want to wear a suit, but I want it to be a track suit.
Yeah.
I want to wear track suits the whole time. I want that to be my look. I want that to be my aesthetic. So she was like, okay. Yeah, that might work. So then we talked to Chuck and talked to Nick about it, and they were like, perfect. So I have the easiest wardrobe in the world. It takes me 30 seconds to get in the wardrobe every day. Nothing. I just walk in there, get my tracksuit on, zip it up, and just go right to set. So it doesn't take me long. I don't do hair and makeup. You know, you know how we are. You know what I'm saying? I don't need 20, 30 minutes in hair and makeup. Just give me some lotion. And let me put my tracksuit on.
Can't be
and I'm
ashy.
Good. You know what I'm saying? So I don't need like an extra, you know, like you go to set, you need an hour to get into the works. Like, nah, just put my stuff on. I'm good, man. So I love those tracksuits.
Well, fashion was front and center last time Sebastian Maniscalco was on our program. He was talking about that you need to be of a certain age to wear Air Force Ones, and if you're too old.
Jordans. How old is too old to be rocking Jordans?
Yeah, that's what he said. And how old is too old to be rocking Jordans? And it was off the charts.
Everywhere.
So do you know who wears Jordans all the time?
Is it him?
Chuck Lorre. Chuck looks like he's 35, but he's like 70. This dude's shoe game is ridiculous.
72.
He comes in with Travis Scott. So I'm like, who's dressing you? Who's Ken Doll are you?
Well, I mean, he can afford it.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, no.
I mean,
yeah, he can.
He can go toe-to-toe with Phil Knight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. So,
But so is Sebastian wearing Jordans on the show?
No, he doesn't wear Jordans on the show. He wears, like, some comfort shoes. And Sebastian has a bad back in real life, so he wears, like, orthopedic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his shoe game isn't like that. But he's a Chicago cat, so I'm quite sure he loves Jordans.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Walk me through when you were on the set of The Blind Side. Who was on the set when you were there?
Sandra was there.
Any of the coaches at the time?
You know who was there? Orgeron was there.
He was the Ole Miss head coach.
He was Ole Miss head coach at the time. At the time, he was Ole Miss head coach.
It's wild to see him as a coach at Ole Miss, and I think Saban was a coach at LSU.
He was a coach at LSU that time, yeah. And Saban was there. It was just, like, surreal. I'm like, these are the guys who should have been recruiting me when I was in high school. But I wanted to do Shakespeare, so there's that.
Is that so?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it worked out for you.
It worked out a little bit, yeah. But no, I had a good time. It's funny because I remember Orgeron was there. I was there with Sandra. He was like, we were, I think we were in whatever, sitting down in our chairs. I'm like, this is Orgeron, right? This is Ed. You know, I can't understand a word he says. He's so Cajun.
Yeah.
You know, but he's just like, we had a great time just hanging out. And like you said, like Nick Saban at that time was the coach of LSU. And I was like, man, this is like Nick, man. So it was lightweight surreal being around all those cats.
So it was you, Sandra Bullock, and Ed Orgeron.
Yes. Yep. And Nick and
Saban.
And Saban was there too.
Holtz,
yeah.
Was Lou there too?
Lou was there. Lou Holtz was there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Lou was there. What's the country guy? What's the Tim McGraw? He was in the movie, right?
Tim McGraw.
Tim was there. So I remember, yeah, it was trippy, man. I liked that movie a lot, man. I had a good time.
When was the last time you watched The Blind Side?
When did it come out?
2009.
That's when last time I watched it.
I bet so, huh?
Yeah, but people always like, somebody was watching it on the plane the other day. I was like, look, that's, I was in that.
Which one do you get when you're walking around the most? Anything that you've done? Do you get Road Trip? Anybody stop you for Road Trip?
A lot of people stop me for Road Trip.
Why do you think that is?
Because, like, it was their childhood and that's like their party time. Mm-hmm. And I almost look the same that I looked 20-something years
God
ago.
God bless you for that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
24 years now.
24 years ago. That is crazy, man. I still hang with Todd Phillips from time to time. Me and Sebastian hang with Todd Phillips.
Yeah.
And we just sit around and laugh, man. We're like, dude, that was his first movie that he ever directed. You know, it's like, yo.
Was that your first movie you were
that
in?
Was the first movie. I was still in college, dude. I was still in college 24 years ago.
How'd you get hooked up with Road Trip then?
Because I was, my theater teacher at the time was like, yo, you need to audition for this movie. You know, they're doing a film or whatever, you should do it. And I auditioned for it, and Todd liked it. And Todd Phillips put me in my first three movies. He put me in Starsky and Hutch, Road Trip, and School for Scoundrels. Mm. Like, he gave me my boost into Hollywood, you know. And I thank him all the time for it, too. Yeah, man.
What's your favorite scene that you were in with Road Trip?
In Road Trip, it was probably when the little with DJ Qualls, who's on Bookie now, the skinny guy.
Yeah.
He's on Bookie, plays the Undertaker on Bookie when he was dancing to It's Tricky to Rock Around and Rock Around when he was on stage. That was my favorite scene. It's funny because, like, DJ is on my show now, and he was, like, the breakout star of that movie, man. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's real cool, man. We have a good time. And me and DJ always laugh about it, too. Like, oh, that was his first movie, too.
Unbelievable. And now you're in the same show, Bookie, which you check out season two, available on Max through Roku right here on the Roku portal. And then before I let you go, sir, your Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes.
Your two cents. What do you think?
Rich, last time I was here, I had so much bluster.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had every right to be blessed.
Bro, I know, but man, listen. Oh, well, hey, we should have made it to the Final Four last year. We beat up on Florida State, and it felt so bad, but we beat them like 102-0. but y'all won, and I was very happy for you.
Thank
I think I might have texted you, too, and I was very happy for you.
I appreciate that,
yeah,
Omar.
Yeah. But look.
I'm still dining on that, and I will be dining on that for a very long time.
As you should.
Yes.
I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, our quarterback has a torn something elbow.
Yeah, how significant? It is significant,
it's,
right?
It's 2 to 4 weeks, situation? Right? It's 2 to 4 weeks.
No one's actually really saying.
Nobody's saying anything.
Football, nobody says anything.
Look, Kirby
ever.
Said he has an upper upper body injury. Like, bro, you tore UCL, bro. Come
it's
on, let's talk about.
You'd think you'd be out for like 6 months or something, but
no, it's like 2 to 4 weeks.
Oh, okay, so it's not.
But I like our, you know what, like our backup Gunnar Stockton came in, you know, all guns blazing, but it's like, okay, man, can we ride that all the way to, like, you remember when Ohio State lost all their quarterbacks?
Yes, and then Cardale Jones
came in, and he ended up playing so good, and those. He got drafted in the NFL for no reason. I think he's selling shoes now.
Well, I mean, Cardale, he was just, he was big. He was big. Physical.
Yeah.
I also remember one time, I think it was it JT Barrett went down against Michigan, and we're like, oh, great, here comes the backup. And his name was Dwayne Haskins.
Exactly.
And then look out.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, you never know, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know if you remember, I mean, this past week against Texas, when Gunnar Stockton ran up the middle in overtime and his helmet got knocked off.
Well,
I was very proud of him. I was like, well, he's not going to last the whole game playing the way that he played that second half.
Well, that's why Beck came back in with one arm and handed off for the game winner.
Yeah, because he probably had a concussion. I mean, let's be real about it. I bet he did. That helmet, I saw his knee, everything. But he didn't fumble the ball, and I was very proud of him. He didn't fumble the ball. Sure.
So them versus Oregon, is that what you think it's going to come down to? Because I do.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
That'll be a hell of a game, too.
It would be, man. But, you know, we beat up the Pac-10 so bad.
Yeah, it's by the way, it's Big Ten now, sir.
Oh, is it Oregon Big Ten now?
You've been away a long time.
Big
Ten.
Oh, okay.
They're now the Big Ten. They moved.
They did? They moved to y'all?
Yeah, they did.
Wow. And they beat y'all, huh?
They did, indeed. Okay. Oh, they just beat us. Like a drum.
What was the score?
I don't recall. It wasn't great, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, they beat Ohio State and Michigan?
And then Michigan beat Ohio State.
I remember that game.
I don't know if you've seen that.
I saw it. I was happy for you.
That was the only score. That final score I can recite to you by memory.
What was it, Rich?
13-10.
Look at that. That's a real Big Ten score.
Look at me.
That's an SEC score. 13-10.
Hey, excuse me. The Big Ten championship game was what, 45-38? So,
really? Yeah.
That's what happens when you remove the whole concept of divisions.
Right.
And that means Iowa doesn't play in the Big Ten championship.
So that's what happened with the SEC this year, is the two best records, right?
Everybody's doing that now.
Yeah, that's good. That's a new thing.
Good to see you, Omar.
Good to see you, Rich.
Dorsey. Everybody check out Bookie Season 2 premieres tomorrow on Max. Come back anytime, sir.
You know what, Rich. Thank you, man.
You got it. That's Omar J. Dorsey, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Back with more to wrap it up in a sec.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happening. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Bagel, everybody says weird. It is ruined by a proposal story.
How Jason proposed, and she was like, he brought in a bunch of bagels. I was like, I have to stop this.
I will punch you in the throat if you ever tell this story again and call it a bagel.
Let me tell you, now when I tell the story, I go, he went and got breakfast.
There you go.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Whenever they have a shot of a head coach.
The cutaway.
Mm-hmm. We like to guess what that individual is like as a stepfather.
Brockman, who's up first? Who do we have up first here?
First up, Alabama head coach, Nick Saban.
Taking a look at Nick Saban.
Nick Saban is the kind of stepfather that, regardless of how different he may seem to you, in every single Christmas card photo, his hair has been the exact same since he married your mother. He's also the kind of stepfather that wears dress pants and then a white tank top undershirt. all the time, unless he leaves the house and then he puts on the dress shirt.
Former 49er head coach, current Michigan head coach, Jim Harbaugh.
Be gentle here.
You be having a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. You think it's going really great. Mm-hmm. And then he just all of a sudden gets a look on his face and he goes, what was that? And your heart just goes into your throat and you think you've said something horribly wrong. And you instantly start thinking about all the things that you could possibly be getting in trouble for.
Do we have Tom Sula?
We have a bonus one.
Yeah, you got Tom Sula?
I've got this one. What about your current
Niner head coach?
He is the kind of guy that he will be having a conversation with you and he'll never be looking at you. And he'll be going, how's your day? You got a good day? And you start telling him how your day was. And then he'll always go, hey, honey, what's for dinner? No matter what you're talking about, so you can be burying your soul.
Can we try?
Yeah, you'd be burying your soul. Yeah.
So hold on a minute. So I'll be your stepson.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Richie, how was the day?
That was great. Dad, let me tell you about what was going on.
Hey, honey, have you seen the clicker? Where's the clicker?
You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online health life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. As if the show hasn't been fun enough, look who stopped by to get set to record with TJ Jefferson the latest episode of No Contest Wrestling on the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. Ladies and gentlemen, O'Shea Jackson Jr. is here.
Thank you, please. No applause, just send money.
He is here to get set with TJ to record the latest episode of No Contest Wrestling and offer a full-fledged apology for the Los Angeles Lakers play for the last 3 weeks to 4 weeks. Am I correct in saying that? Right here.
Dodgers won a World Series. The Dodgers won a World Series. The Dodgers won a World Series.
While you're wearing the Dodgers cap.
Well, I will forever have this on as long as I work here to remind everybody that the Dodgers won the World Series. We also got Blake Snell, which is great.
The Dodgers won the World Series for various reasons, and I've talked about this with you, and you don't mind that I'm going to talk about it on the air. Mm-hmm. Freddie Freeman's bat.
A monster.
Okay. Timely pitching. Mm-hmm. And your dad doing what he did before Game 2.
Yes, be nice to Fat Joe.
That game.
I don't like this whole thing where people are being mean to Fat Joe. He's a really nice guy.
He's just not your dad.
Chill, bro. Okay, like Rich, just like let's put this in perspective. Your favorite team. You're chilling at the house, minding your business.
Yes.
Your favorite team calls you and is like, "Yo, we need you to perform."
Yes.
So, absolutely, I'm on my way. Now they hate you.
Well, that's very
that sucks.
That's a very important question. The very important question: did Ice Cube already set the stage?
And absolutely. He's a professional.
So then my answer will immediately be no. Sorry, but I'll take two tickets to Game 3.
Right,
you know, that'll be my answer.
I ain't trying to follow that.
Yeah, it's
that was the end of that.
But like, they were in a weird position because you know a lot of the big like New York talent. Yes. Some of them are Mets fans. Shout out to Juan Soto, you jerk. But yeah.
Why? Because he didn't join the Dodgers?
Can. Yes.
Come on. Yeah. O'Shea Jr.
Absolutely. No, I just think it's weird that he left the Yankees for like $5 million more and a year less. Like,
how many yachts can you water ski behind, man? Come on. If Soto had gone to the Dodgers,
I'd be insufferable.
Wait, hold on. Can I just interrupt
just close
here?
Up baseball.
Bostonian wants to interrupt.
Why are you talking to O'Shea like he's an actual baseball fan? Right. Like, you can't pick Blake Snell out of a lineup.
Bro, first of all, I hated Blake Snell in 2020 because he was about to dog walk us. And then they took him out. Thanks, Tampa. But yeah, it worked out.
That was a comment of a baseball fan right there.
I'm not a baseball fan. I'm going to be real with y'all. Like, I'm not going to act like I watch all 162. When I really fell in love with the Dodgers was the team with Kemp and Agon and Ether. Yeah. So, like, you know, that was the team that I really was pushing for.
Yes.
If I could go even further back, I liked Mike Piazza because he hit home runs in the video game when I was a kid.
I bet.
And shout out to the Mets. Shout out to TJ. And then, the Manny Wood years. So I've been aware, but I'm just not watching because baseball is chamomile tea. it is the best nap you could get. But in October, every pitch means something, and it's stressful. I love October.
The chamomile tea of sports, Major League Baseball.
You can eat while you play. That's insane. They get so bored playing baseball that they set each other's shoes on fire. That's incredible.
It's a hot foot.
Come on, bro. And they're just, oh, it's the old hot foot. That's a crime. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, you never seen that at the end of the bench. Like Mark Madsen wasn't getting his, yeah, his shoes
his
lit up,
his foot
right?
set on fire. It's America's pastime.
So are you concerned about the Lakers or what?
I'm always concerned about the Lakers, even when we're, like, good. But if that? You think I am
nice,
going.
Nice, TJ.
Even, what was that?
He said, when was that?
How about you worry about filling the Intuit Dome, bro?
Hey, listen.
All right, how about you worry about that? Because they're having a hard time. You got Kawhi upset that he can't play. You know you can't play.
Hey, he just came return to practice yesterday.
Practice.
Let's start the parade. Let's get it going, right? No, bro, they're garbage.
Don't the Clippers have a better record than the Lakers right now?
Bro, that and where has that gotten them, Rich? Zilch, zip, zada. I've been on here before. The fans are vermin. No disrespect to the players. Wow. No disrespect to the players. Because as fans, sports beef isn't about the team. You want the players to be on your team if your rival's good. But the fans, you're garbage.
Lakers fans are the worst on the planet.
TJ? We have a show to do. Don't do this.
I'm saying.
But
actually, saying. I think garbage, this is good trash. Prep, actually.
They're gross, bro.
Lakers fans stink.
Who's on the show?
Me and O'Shea Jackson.
Okay, yeah, bro. We out here chopping it up.
I like it.
Doing what we do. A nice recap of what's been going on with Den of Thieves 2 Pantera.
I like it that you're wearing your gear.
Yes, out January 10th,
that's about to say.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
Right around
the corner. So when are you going on a tour? Aren't you going to
on a little press tour? This weekend, I'm going to Miami. I know, poor me. But I'm going to Miami. We got a stop in Atlanta. I think we're doing some stuff in New York. So I'm going to be all over the place, but I still will provide everything you need for the No Contest Wrestling
Podcast. Well, I also heard you are booked as just a straight up guest in promotion of Den of Thieves 2 on the 3rd.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I got
no idea. Your people have set you up.
Bro, I don't read emails. I'm a texter. You got to text me.
We noticed that in the early parts of No Contest.
I don't do well with emails. No, man. I add to cart too much, so it's my emails is full of receipts. And like, I'm an add to cart man.
That's your nickname, add to cart.
Yeah, add to cart, baby.
Oh, that is so funny.
Check out.
All right. Well, check out No Contest Wrestling with O'Shea Jackson Jr. and TJ Jefferson, the entire library of it. You've had some great guests.
Yeah,
Bianca Belair was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Trick Williams was last week. Yeah. Obviously, CM Punk to come out the gate like you did.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. Yeah, it's been really cool. Got to have some conversations with people I got to talk to Eric Bischoff.
And you're just 2 months into it, so you're just getting started. That's O'Shea Jackson Jr. Check out No Contest Wrestling as soon as we're done. And guess what? We're done.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.